them when you scare people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an animal or a bat. Mm-hmm. They're scary too. Well, I see what you mean now. They're like a ball. Ball. And bat. This is like sheep noise, bat. This is ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was bark or something. I mean the bark from coming in.
Mm-hmm.
This is bat, like an animal. And this is scared. And these two sound like, because you are scared of a bat. Most
mm-hmm.
people are.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pal's already in a bat meeting, ain't worth a damn in a bat meeting. So, these two kind of rhyme to me, because you might be scared, and see a bat, you get scared of it. So they go together.
Okay.
But these two here, bat and bark, like your bark on the face, this is like a sheep bat, sheep
mm-hmm.
bat. You know what I mean?
That's different.
Yeah.
Okay.
But these two kind of go together, all the sound different, but you're afraid of a bat, then you're scared.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, I made that out. I haven't done with the oyster.
Okay. Let me see if I can get you to do one more, maybe. How about those two?
This to me, there's two meanings to this to me. Like this is more than one house.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it means like housing somebody in.
Mm-hmm.
Like I take you on housing you in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an ordinary house that some people build.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Okay.
There's more than one house here.
Mm-hmm.
And it got another meaning like I'm taking you on housing you in, mm-hmm. out of the weather or whatnot, or hiding you or something.
How do you say this one?
Housing.
Okay.
And this one is hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
I'm
I know done. I took up a lot of your time.
I don't mind. I'm done with the oyster.
Huh?
I'm done with the oyster.
Yeah, you are. I tell you, you taught me a whole lot here.
I taught you?
You sure did.
Man, what you talking about?
You sure did.